The final score from the Patriot League Championship game here in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. The hosted one seed Bucknell Bison, 83. The two seed Colgate Raiders, 54. Bucknell back-to-back Patriot League tournament titles. The big three got their individual send-offs, but the biggest star was Stephen Brown, the point guard.
Yeah, Stephen Brown was terrific. He made tough shots, and he created scoring opportunities. I think the drive baseline on the right side and dunk really just said it all. They're playing with a ton of confidence, and when he's hitting tough shots like that, they're even better. I'm even more dangerous than I would have imagined.
That dunk, by the way, from a 5'11" point guard who had 22 points, a game high, 6 assists, no turnovers, 2 steals in 27 minutes. And Bucknell, a blowout win over BU in the semis, a blowout win over Colgate in the title game, the biggest blowout in the history of the Patriot League title game, trying to make a national statement. Yeah. Are they poised for more?
I think they are. They're poised to be able to win a basketball game in the NCAA tournament because of the way they do it. They don't just do it by making threes. They don't just do it by being dominant inside in a conference that doesn't have a lot of front court depth. They can beat you in a variety of ways. They beat you from the perimeter. They space you out with 4 guys that can shoot threes. And I think they're adequate defensively when they want to be. If they get extended, they can get beat by a superior team. But if they lock down defensively and give themselves opportunity, they can score with anybody out there, especially considering the fact that they were able to play West Virginia tight last year. It's the same team.
Their depth was on display with Bruce Moore suspended still for a violation of team rules. Nate Sestina, who averages 6 points a game, had 12 and 12 minutes in the first half, 16 on the contest on 7 of 9 shooting in 18 minutes. It was his play that triggered the initial pull away.
Well, they were struggling to get started. They struggled to find rhythm. Both teams struggled to find rhythm in the offense, but that almost played into the hands of Colgate. It was Sestina getting things going. It was this face-up game, turning, reverse pivot, face-up, getting the jumper to go, finishing at the rim. The guy did it all, and his confidence, his flexing, is what got everybody else going.
For Colgate, 19 wins, a program single-season record. Will Raymond finishes with 17 and 11, his team-leading 5th double-double. He had the team's only outside shot make when they struggled 1 of 9 in the first half.
Yeah, they struggled to find rhythm, and I think we talked about that kind of at length throughout the course of this broadcast. And if you don't find rhythm offensively and you're a three-point shooting team, the shots you're going to take are going to be lower percentage threes, and that's what you saw. They were not the type of threes that they want to get, the driving kick threes, the ball reversal threes. They were more desperation, just catch and fire, and I think that's why they shot at a low percentage.
And the Bucknell Bison get the win. Once again, the final score, Bucknell 83, Colgate 54. The Bison are the Patriot League Conference champions. Keep it locked at WestwoodOneSports.com throughout the month of March for nonstop basketball action and live play-by-play of Conference Championship Week and all 67 games of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. If it's March Madness, it's on Westwood One at WestwoodOneSports.com.